it shouldn't be this way. Do we discover ourselves saying this or believing this or a variant of this regarding our life? Do we discover this regarding what others say or do? Do we discover this regarding the conditions of body, mind of this moment? Do we discover this regarding social, political, or economic events? If we do, when we do, these are wonderful practice friends. Their arising allows us to notice believing and holding to notice reacting, even seeing possible believing self, believing permanence, missing impermanence. Right now, right here, is experiencing this universal life, this moment, is the reminder of experiencing this universe life, this moment. Right here is noticing, wanting, and seeking satisfactoriness in conditions that are always changing, that will not fit ideas of permanence and judgments of should and or should not. Should not can be indications of or the result of seeking permanence in the midst of ongoing change, seeking fixed selfness in the midst of non-self moment, non-self-self. Is this so? Is this so for you? Look closely. Bodhisattva Vow by Tore Zenji begins, "When I, a student of the way, look at the real form of the universe, all is the never-failing manifestation of the mysterious truth of the awakened life. In any event, in any moment, and in any place, none can be other than the marvelous revelation of its glorious light. The mysterious truth of the Tathagata, the thus come, the thus gone, that we call Buddha, that is our life, this awakened life. This is missed in when we are only holding to and believing shouldn't, or even believing should or should have. In reacting only from this shouldn't should, we miss compassionate wisdom, and our actions manifest unsatisfactoriness, dukkha, and result in harming. What is shouldn't in the midst of in any event? What is should in any moment? What is real form of shouldn't, of should? Please take this arising emotion, thought, shouldn't or should, as a practice friend and practice reminder, and make good use of your life this moment. Be this never-failing manifestation that is your life. When I, a student of the way, look at the real form of the universe, all is the never-failing manifestation of the mysterious truth of the awakened life. In any event, in any moment, in any place, none can be other than the marvelous revelation of its glorious light. This realization made our ancestors and teachers extend tender care with respectful hearts, even to such beings as birds and beasts. This realization teaches us that our daily food, drink, clothes, and protections of life are the warm flesh and blood, the merciful incarnation of the awakened life.